Hello everyone, and welcome to Chatterbox Let's Talk. I'm Alison Aplin, and I'm pleased to be able to tell you that our readers are all here to bring you this month's edition. So hello to Sam Elmhurst, Nikki Barnes, Tony Stimpson, and Neil Haverson, and of course not forgetting David Clayton. The editors of Let's Talk, Angie Kennedy and Terry Redhead, are feeling optimistic this month. So without more ado, let's hear some of that optimism. Here's Tony.
I'm sitting in the spare room, sorry, the makeshift office, as I try to write a relevant, warm welcome to you all to this issue of Let's Talk. Working from home has become the norm. I've not been to my real office premises for more than a year, but as the sunshine powers through the window and my family have big smiles on their faces, as today, as I write, it's my wife's birthday. Our world seems full of optimism. It's April. Everything is in bud. The daffs are out in force. The grass is getting longer and greener. And the central heating doesn't have to be on for as long. I love this time of the year. And this year it may be even more special if, as we all hope, some of the lockdown restrictions we've all endured can be relaxed. As my wife celebrated this morning, a video appeared on her mobile phone, sent by our eldest son and his wife, with our two grandsons, aged 6 and 4, singing Happy Birthday to Nanny. In a way, that reminded us all of what we, like so many of us, had missed the most. It's been a year since the last lovely cuddle, the last lovely squeeze. How we, like all of you, I'm sure, have missed family and friends. But let's be optimistic. Signs are good, figures look encouraging, and perhaps soon we will be able to meet, even if some restrictions have to remain. Patience is a virtue, but we have all been patient for so long. We deserve a break. We have earned our cuddles. Even the weather is being optimistic, it seems. Better times ahead. So let's all make another big effort. Let's all remember that this dreadful coronavirus isn't beaten. Let's all remember to do the right thing and stay safe, keep our distance, and continually wash our hands and wear our face masks. It may be a nuisance, but it will be worth it. And let's remain as stoical and patient as we have been over the past year. We must not throw it all away now. Of course, in the meantime, we all need to keep busy, and there is plenty packed into this month's Let's Talk.
Thank you, Tony, for that upbeat message from the editors.